Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm your co-host, Kim.
Today, we're going to talk about the...
Another tragedy. Shooting.
Another tragedy.
Another high school. I don't know if it's a down south thing or what, but it seems like all these shootings keep happening at all these high schools down south. There was a shooting in Kentucky. Some guy, or a 15-year-old boy.
Break yourself, fool!
Yeah. 15-year-old boy killed a girl and a boy with a handgun. There's five others that are critically injured. I said 17 people were hurt. Five are critically injured.
Well, maybe people were hurt because they were running and shit.
Critically injured, though?
Man, you can critically break your ankle.
But you wouldn't be in the ICU and critical condition.
I mean, how many fucking people can you shoot with a handgun?
Well, apparently you shot a lot.
I mean,
I don't know how many
people. All the news hasn't actually come out, but I mean, how many people can you really fucking shoot with a handgun?
I don't know how many bullets did they hold. Six.
I mean, it depends on what kind of gun it was.
Unless he had an extra clip.
I doubt he reloaded and started fucking popping off on his recess partners and
maybe,
shit.
Maybe in the cafeteria.
Like smoking people at recess and shit.
That's how they were.
What the fuck is wrong with people?
You lost in tag.
Like, what the fuck? What the fuck's wrong with people?
I don't know. But not just that. That's not even the disturbing thing. The disturbing part was that the cops and the superintendent or whoever he was, the principal, was saying that the students did a great job. They did exactly as they were trained to do. What? As they were trained to do. And they said the students were prepared for a mass shooting. What?
Mass shooting drills.
We don't have fire drills
anymore.
We have
mass shooting drills.
Shooting
drills.
What kind of shit is that?
That's the world we're living in today.
Yeah.
Mass shooting drills.
We don't have fire drills anymore. Or
mass shooting drills.
We have mass shooting drills. What they do in case a psycho brings a gun and starts shooting in
a
cafeteria.
A student.
It's
one of your
crazy
fellow students. And they had probably had like one of those assemblies, like, you know,
listen,
the guy sitting next
to you.
If
someone brings a gun to school, he could be your friend.
The guy sitting next to you could be the one who starts shooting at school.
And this is what you do. Like,
and this is what we do. We run. That's what we do.
You can grab the bulletproof vest. They don't have fire extinguishers anymore. They got bulletproof vests and shit and like shields.
Yo, that's fucking crazy, man.
What if
that was true? What if they did have bulletproof vests that
and
fucking
shields
like
and stuff, or someone starts shooting off?
Like, why?
That's gonna be the next thing. Metal detectors clearly aren't enough. I'm not saying, I don't know if this school has metal detectors.
Wait, hold up. Not all schools have metal detectors.
I know, clearly.
Only inner city schools have metal detectors for the most part.
Well, maybe all schools need to get metal detectors.
I'm starting to think so.
We'd have less tragic shootings.
This
is crazy. I looked it up. There's been 74 high school shootings since the Sandy Hook incident, which only happened 3 years ago.
74 school shootings.
High school shootings, yeah.
School shootings. Let's say school.
It's mainly
elementary school kids pop off, too.
Yeah, there's been a
they
few
They dump
incidents.
Off, too.
Yeah.
They get their shit. They be shooting and shit.
Like, I don't know where these kids are growing up. Maybe it's a hunting thing. I don't know. There was no guns around my house when I grew up. I didn't just have access to a gun in case I was mad at somebody wanted to, like, have you ever been so mad in high school that you wanted to kill them?
Somebody pushed you off the sliding board.
Right.
Somebody stole your lunch ticket. Somebody
you
fucking
online.
Was making fun of your fucking sloppy body in fucking gym class when you were changing from the gym. First time. These are reasons why people go to fucking school and start bucking off.
Right.
You know what? That's fucked up, because if I was living in these times, well, in school, I used to make fun of people in high school.
Yeah,
a lot.
Somebody would have definitely came back and killed
Maybe somebody
you.
Probably would have shot me.
Maybe not around here. This is close.
Wait, hold up. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter where you are. These shootings happen everywhere.
Oh, clearly.
Anywhere. Anywhere. Or anywhere
a,
they could happen. So don't act like it's just a certain area where it's happening.
There was just a shooting right around the corner from our house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So who
There's
saw that coming?
Too many shootings going on. Like, it's just too, these kids are too comfortable with guns. Someone gets made fun of. They don't fight anymore. They just go pick up a gun and come back and kill you.
Yeah. Well, that's basically how it is now. That's what it is these
that's
days.
That's the way the world is. Like, That's what our kids have to look forward to.
That's basically what it is.
So should we start prepping our kids now for mass shooting drills at home?
No, you should probably. To be honest with you, you should probably prep them to be the shooter. Like,
right?
For real.
Don't talk to anybody.
Teach them to be fucking shooters now.
Always have a Glock in their book bag.
Maybe not take guns to school, but to be able to actually handle a gun and know what to do with one.
Yeah, well,
at this point, because
good
it's
is
like
that if some other kid brings a gun to school, that's being able to handle a gun.
I mean, I'm not saying like, oh, you'd be able to disarm him and shit and take his gun. Like, I'm saying maybe what I just said is the problem. Maybe people are
too
fucking giving too comfortable with kids actually touching guns. Like,
right.
Hey, come on, Billy, let's go hunting.
Right.
Hey, Billy, let's go shooting at the range. It's right. fun. I've been shooting with my dad since I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
That's the shit I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And maybe that's the fucking problem.
Because
once that little four-year-old gets to, like, get a little hair on his balls, before you know it, his fucking girlfriend doesn't like him anymore. So now he wants to go fucking smoke somebody.
Yeah.
Or maybe because
or somebody
somebody's fucking
fun
making
of
fun of him, he wants to go smoke somebody.
Yeah,
somebody
he
lost
can't handle it.
Two... people died. Somebody's family has been ruined forever
right.
because of this little monster. Maybe, you know what? I'm not going to call him a monster because you never even know if he was
a
fucking victim of something.
He might not be a bad
kid. But he killed
a
girl and a guy.
Right.
And
he intentionally came to school with a gun to kill somebody. That
yeah.
was his intention. That
now,
his
what
plan.
Could drive somebody to kill somebody at that
know.
Age?
Like, in general, like, I've been mad at people, but not to the point where I'm like, oh, my God, I want to kill. Like, I may have said that, like, oh, my God, I want to kill them. Joking around, but I don't.
No. You don't say I'm
going to
kill you. Joking. Who says I'm going to kill you? Joking around.
No, it's not joking around. I'm like, you know, like. Oh,
you're
God.
Like what? Are you confessing?
Yeah, I'm confessing.
Do you have something you have to get off your chest?
Yeah. If you turn up dead, come look for me
mm-hmm.
tomorrow. I'm not talking about next week.
I doubt it.
Maybe
now,
next
if
week,
you the chances of you
high schoolers might come back
killing
after
me.
Still.
I'm just saying. Like, the chances of you trying to kill me, obviously
might.
You're coming from a mile away.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Until you fall asleep and
okay.
bob it up and down.
Yeah, then, like they say in Game of Thrones, you're going to have to poison me because that's a woman's weapon. If you came at me with a gun, I'd take it from you.
Never know.
If you came at me with a knife, I'd laugh at you.
Yeah.
If you came at me with a fucking baseball bat, I'd fucking fall out.
You wouldn't see me coming. That's
cracking up.
You wouldn't see me coming.
Mm-hmm.
Or take a call.
Welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. Who am I speaking to?
It's Pianchi. What are you guys talking about tonight?
Well, we're talking about
it's
that.
Host of things?
Yeah, just a different bunch
we
of topics, man.
Shooting in Kentucky.
Well, we just found out about that shooting that happened down in Kentucky, what kids bringing guns to school and shit like that.
Yeah. But you know, when I was a kid, we used to bring guns to school, but we used to have target practice, rifle clubs.
Really?
Hang them over our shoulder, 22 caliber rifles.
What school was that?
Oh, I went to school.
What school was that, buddy?
St. Louis, sorry. I went to school in
St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. Atlanta has a high school that has a gun range in it. North High School.
Are you serious?
Maybe that's where the kids are getting guns from.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
A gun range in a school.
Yeah, they have gun clubs, and it's a city right outside Atlanta called Kissimmee that the city ordinance require homeowners to have guns. There's several towns in this country that's like that.
All right, let me ask you this: do you own a gun?
I'm a gun enthusiast, Second Amendment supporter, and federal firearm license applicant.
Yeah. Okay. That's your right. Now, do you have any children?
Well, yeah, my children know how to shoot too.
Now, do they have access to your weapons?
Well, my kids is grown.
Oh,
but they.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't leave them laying around the house just on the table or anything.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Because
that's responsibility.
Exactly. That's what it seems like was going on right now. too many guns being laid left around the house.
The kitchen table and taking it like, to school.
Kids should not be able to just pick up a gun, like you said. You know, I mean, it is the right, and it, you know, sometimes if you're taught and you're raised that way, but you still have to be, the parents have to be
responsible
for them. You know, you just can't like kids with guns, man.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's like anything else. It's dangerous. A child who's, but you know, the funny thing about that, there's no age limit on how young a person can be with the fly airplane. Have you seen? I've seen some videos of kids as young as 12 years old flying planes, landing them, taking off. It's funny how they work, isn't it?
That is funny. I mean, I've never heard that happening. I've never seen a 12-year-old flying a plane.
But I'm sure that
there's a young African American boy that he soloed in a fixed wing plane. He also soloed in a helicopter. And if I'm not mistaken, he was around 13, 14 years old. It was out in California, so it does happen. But anyway, I want to comment on something else, on my favorite president, Donald Trump.
All right.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Now, his policies are working. Today, because of the tax reduction, Disney announced that it's going to give 125,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus, plus provide up to $53 million in tuition for education for its employees, especially to get trained in the newest technologies that they use in producing movies and so forth, and animation. And there's another company out there also that's passing on bonuses to its employees, but I can't think of the name of it. But people claim that when corporations have these tax reductions, they was going to put that money in their pocket. And I said, no, they're going to do one of several things, which would be give bonuses to its employees. So it's working.
I agree. That's a great thing to hear.
You know what? You deserve, this is what we do on here. If you say something that, you know, if it's
positive,
working positive, you get an applause. You get an applause. I'm going to applaud you.
Man, you guys are all right.
Walmart.
So are y'all in business too?
No. We're not.
We're not business owners.
We're not business owners. No, we're not.
Yeah, think about it now, because it's going to, you know, things like agriculture, transportation, services, that's going to be the thing of the future.
Yeah, it is. Are
even
you in business?
Well, I was a structural steel erector. I put up buildings like the ones that fell down in 9/11 in New York.
Oh, wow.
Did that for about 4 decades.
Oh, wow.
But the trends of the future is those technology, STEM fields, and services. We need to get prepared for them, especially introducing African-American youth early on into those areas, you know, rather than letting them choose themselves, because many times the environment that they find themselves in does not present them with those type of information. And surely they don't do evaluations of children like they used to see what particular areas that they would do best in and would spur their interest. So I just
want
to put that out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You get another applause.
All right. Well, look, I'm going to let you guys go ahead and carry on with your conversation. Keep up the good work.
All right. Well, yeah, man, just subscribe to the, not subscribe, but, Just keep up. Yeah, thanks for the call, buddy.
That was a nice fella.
Yeah, that was cool.
It's nice to hear when big corporations are doing stuff like
You know, he didn't call. I'm happy he didn't call him with nothing negative. You know, he actually pointed out a bright spot in Donald
positive
Trump's positive things that Donald Trump actually has done.
Right, that's good because that's only gonna education is only gonna make these young kids positive role models in the community.
But I actually can't believe that he actually said that they had a shooting range at his school.
Oh, I know.
A shooting range.
I know.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy.
He said he used to go to school with a gun over
a 22 rifle over his shoulder.
My goodness.
I mean, wow. That's nuts. But
yeah.
You know, it's a different world.
There it is.
You know,
well,
it's a different world. But it is.
We live
is.
In a different world.
Yeah.
Most people around here don't have guns. And maybe they do, but they're not showing them. We're from New Jersey, you know.
Yeah.
We
true, but. The beautiful
Jersey.
Garden, the beautiful Garden State, you know, the beautiful Garden State. But listen, we just have to stop the hate altogether. You
I
know
agree.
What I'm saying?
Between the hate, the bullying, all that stuff.
You know, you never know. So I'm not going to condemn this kid, but you know, I mean, some
high
people, but someone lost,
bad.
Someone lost,
a
someone
child.
Lost, two
a
people
child.
Lost children. So
that's something you can't replace.
But you just never know the story, what it was, what happened,
right.
You know,
still,
what drove him to do, what drove him to madness. Because that is madness.
There's
that's madness
yeah.
To go pop, like basically popping off on your classmates or
mm-hmm.
or friends
like,
or
wanting
what
to kill
it is.
Them,
like,
they want them dead. Like, oh, I'm going to kill them. I'm going to physically
kill
them.
Can't do
him.
That,
like,
man. This world,
I
life's
mean,
too short. Imagine dying at 14 years old at lunch in school.
I know.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
Not just that. You
like,
kiss your kid goodbye in the morning when they get on the bus and you're never going to see them again.
Like, it's crazy. Like,
because someone brought a gun to school and killed them.
You're like, basically like, yeah, I think I'm going to go grab some of those cookies. They're so like,
duck.
Yeah, like, it's nuts, man. But so, to be honest with you, you said, what's it's crazy was that they had, like, basically drills.
Yeah.
Maybe... That's just the world we're living in today.
Yeah.
Like, maybe all schools should have...
prepare for
like,
what to do. Yeah.
Brace yourself full drills.
Metal detectors. And
metal detectors. Something has to...
Drills.
Something can be done for this to stop.
Right.
Like, there's no Because
it
reason.
Never happened before until all of a sudden...
It
like,
doesn't...
Combine
it happens.
And the Sandy
it happens
incident.
Too much. Like you so. Just said, 74 different shootings.
In the past 3 years.
In the past 3 years.
But
in school. School shootings.
Before that, it never happened. It had never... Not that I heard of.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, that one Columbine...
I'm not trying to bring
Sandy
up anything that's
whatever.
Like crazy, but that 9/11, the things that happened on 9/11 never happened before,
right.
But they're still taking precautions to stop it
they're,
from ever happening again.
Correct. They're taking precautions.
So
the
why can't these guys take metal detectors in every school? I don't care if it's
right.
In the suburbs. In every school should be required to have metal detectors.
Right.
And security guards. And security guards.
Check your rifles at the door.
Yeah, for real. Check your hammers at the door.
Right.
Like, you can't come in here with that.
Mm-mm,
you know only,
you
know you're only allowed to have revolvers at this school. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't care if you're allowed to carry
38s or less and shit. Like,
you save the guns for college, not high school.
Like, you can't have pistols. You can't have pistols. You can't have shotties. You can't have ham. Nothing.
Because if I was those two kids' parent, like,
they're grieving right now. Like, oh
they,
my God,
I
lost my child and I sent him to school or her. To school
right.
Today.
Kissed them goodbye, they got on the bus and they never
came
I'll
see,
home.
Bye, Mom. And that's the last time you see them after you see them getting off, going on the, like, you know, they're young adults.
Them.
You know what I mean? Someone's growing up.
Babies.
Barely have hair on their face or balls or their private areas. And you're getting into a fucking, getting shot at school.
Babies.
Shot at school? Wow.
You're sitting in
that's almost
life.
Like going to Walmart and getting shot.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what age you are.
Because
it's like so senseless and ridiculous that it should never happen.
It's just the guns. People are just too comfortable with guns. Like, there's just it just seemed like when we were growing up, when you had a problem with somebody, whether it was a bully or...
Meet me on the playground.
Yeah, you
meet me
the
at the playground.
After school.
After school.
And
you're
the whole
toast.
School would meet there, too. And
I'm fucking
a,
you
yeah.
up. There's a big group, big circle
it'd be
fight.
Just like
in
that
the
movie
day.
Fist Fight with Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Everyone would be outside, but there'd be a big circle around
uh-huh.
and fight.
That's it. And then somebody wins, somebody loses, and that's it. People
half
are afraid
the
to get
time,
their ass whooped now.
Half the time, by the end of... By the time you graduated, you were friends with that person again anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I used to dish them out.
I'm sure you
did. I used to hand out the ass whoopings.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
You used to pick on people.
I used to pick on people. I was a bully.
You were the bully.
I was a bully. Applaud me.
And you know what?
Wait, why'd you interrupt my applause?
We're not applauding.
Yeah,
bully.
I was applauding myself for fucking slapping motherfuckers around.
No, that's not funny. Cause
I used to slap around people that thought they were tough.
Well, that's one thing. But
I slapped around bullies.
I've seen.
And I slapped around little fucking nerds too. But
I don't like anybody to get picked on. I feel bad.
I used to tease them. I didn't pick on them.
I
didn't
bad.
Take their lunch
no,
money.
I've seen people get picked on so bad to where they like literally want to commit suicide to the point where they've actually contemplated and thought about committing suicide because they
was this person
going to school.
Was this person you?
No, it wasn't me. I didn't get bullied.
Yeah, right.
No, I didn't.
You used
didn't
to get your lunch ticket ran.
I didn't even go to
they
high school.
They used to take your fucking
I
lunch
didn't
ticket.
Even go to high school.
You used to get your lunch ticket taken.
I didn't buy lunch.
You used to get picked on.
Lunch. I couldn't afford buying lunch at school.
You used to get somebody used to throw your lunchbox
if
in the toilet.
I brought lunch, I got the brown box lunch. I brought
your
my,
lunch ticket in the
my
toilet.
My metal lunchbox with the metal thermos.
And then somebody used to take your fucking sandwich and eat your snacks.
Yeah.
And you did nothing about it.
Wish.
You went home and cried about it.
You wish. No. I've seen people get.
What a wuss.
I've seen people get really bullied. Recently, my 9-year-old. Had an incident in school.
Talking to the mic. I can't
hear you. It was an incident on a computer. Some little girl logged in under her name in computer class and just wrote poopy on the computer. So I guess the computer teacher can monitor what everyone does and it comes up, an alert.
So she had turd on her screen.
She just wrote the word poopy. Right? So then they called my daughter down to the principal's office, and they were asking her question: were you looking up inappropriate stuff? And
so wait, they thought she was looking up turds.
I don't know. They just said she was looking up inappropriate stuff.
Like
apparently,
poop?
This little girl
who looks up poop.
Well, apparently this little girl did, but apparently she had threatened my daughter and said if she told that it was hers, she was going to hit her in the head.
And what did your daughter
and
do?
These are 8-year-olds. She didn't tell. She didn't tell until
she
the very
tell.
End of the day when they told her that she was going to get in trouble.
Until they told her she was getting detention.
I don't know if they give detention for third graders.
Did the girl? Did the girl hit her?
No.
Did the girl say anything to her?
She apologized and wrote a nice big, "I'm sorry" note.
Okay. See.
But
I
that's
mean,
what 9-year-olds do, you know.
I get well.
But at 9 years
certain
old,
places, some 9-year-olds come to school with fucking guns.
They come. They come with their Glock loaded.
Yeah, I mean, for real, like it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, but that's a part of growing up. Either you're the picked on, or you're the Or either you get picked on,
not
or you pick on people. Yeah,
you pick
yeah.
on somebody.
Either
you
pick on people, or you get picked on.
You can't pick
one
on
or the
people
other.
Anymore because then they're gonna come in and shoot you.
Or you make fun of people, or you get made fun of. It's one or the other.
You can't even do that anymore because they're gonna come back and kill you.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
You have to sleep with one eye open.
I guess so.
Because
I mean,
today, the day they're gonna shoot me in high school, or are they gonna climb through my bedroom window?
You know what these days are? These are. The days of the walking.
These kids are disrespectful. They disrespect their parents because you're not allowed to beat them anymore. And they bring guns to school and kill people. That's what we have to look forward to. Like that's what's going to take over for us.
Is it?
The next generation.
Is it? I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, damn.
That's the next generation.
What, just a bunch of fucking.
Disrespectful.
Walking dead animals.
Right.
Like zombies.
Disrespectful animals.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's sad, but, you know, it is what it is. Maybe that's why parents need to just instill in their children of nothing but love, peace, and happiness.
And responsibilities.
Responsibilities and treat everybody the way they want to be treated. and then this world would be a better place.
Right. All you can do is hope that you no parents are perfect, but all you can do is sit back and hope that you did a good enough job. That's all.
Where your kid doesn't end up smoking a kid in fucking fifth grade.
Right.
What
just,
the fuck, like, man?
Just hope that you didn't mess them up that much.
Fuck, like, what the fuck? I still can't believe it. Well, let's have a little moment of silence for the two children that were, and the wounded.
Tragic losses
in Kentucky, the two kids that were killed in high school. Let's give them a little moment of silence, starting now. All right, well, you know, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, all prayers and thoughts go out to their family.
Right.
And, you know, we just have to make this world a better place, man. It's just, I'm not on no kumbaya shit, but, I mean, when fucking kids are getting killed in school,
I mean,
on a regular basis,
yeah,
this is ridiculous,
Something's got to give. Clearly, maybe Donald Trump needs to take that tax money and put it in metal detectors for the high school and middle school.
All high schools should have metal detectors. But think about this, right? How can you send kids to school and kids shouldn't be able to go to school with anything metal? I mean, can they get through a day without anything metal? Think about it.
What do you mean?
Besides a cell phone.
Yeah.
Like what?
Can they get through a day without?
Yeah, like oh, that's my belt buckle.
Yeah.
So you can't search me.
My daughter has nothing on her. Now, her binder's not metal.
I'm just saying, in high school is a little bit different. So about high school.
What?
Can you get through a day?
Trapper keeper that doesn't have no metal in it.
Did you have a trapper keeper in high school?
Yeah.
Did you?
You didn't?
No.
What did you put your books in?
Never.
Where'd you put your papers in? You just threw them in your book?
I would put them in a book. Yeah.
With your brown bags on it?
Yeah, that's what I had. Those were my book covers. Brown bags.
Mine too.
Brown bags.
You didn't buy
Acme bags.
You didn't buy the fancy book covers?
No. No. Never. No, I never had a fucking
My mom would purposely go to Acme so we could use the brown bag.
Yeah, of course. Who didn't? Shot right in Acme.
You had to fold the top and the bottom down and fold it over and tape it on your book.
Yeah, my grandma
wrote your name on it.
Cover my books like that. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even know why your book needed a cover anyway.
Because they didn't want to ruin it.
Oh.
Books
ruin
are already
a book.
Ruined anyway.
I mean, they were old as shit anyway.
Right.
It was like old-ass Bibles, like on my textbooks.
If you pull out the history book, they're old. They're so old, they don't even have 9/11 in it.
I mean,
which should be in the history books.
I mean,
it's still history.
At some point in time, it should be in it, but I mean,
should be in it.
I mean, when I was in, what was the last thing you were taught in history? You remember?
I didn't really go to history class much.
I mean, I think you need 3 years.
I think I learned more outside of school than I ever did in school.
All right. My last year of history, they teach you the same shit year after year after year.
I had this one teacher my sophomore year that all he would do, the big long chalkboard, there's like three chalkboards in one. He would come into class and the whole big huge board would be filled with notes. So we'd have to sit there and write the notes. And then he would say, read from this page to this page and answer the questions at the end. I'm like, yeah,
that's easy.
But it's boring. It was boring. There was
What do you want to watch, movies?
Yeah, I want you to teach me. You're the teacher. Yeah. I don't want you to write notes on the board and tell me to copy them and then tell me to read the page on my own.
Every year they teach you fucking Christopher Columbus.
Yes.
In the French and Indian War.
The Pilgrims.
Pilgrims, World War II. World War One.
All the wars, Civil War.
That's what they teach you in school.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess they got to start mentioning fucking
up to date.
You know what? When I was in my last year of school, they were talking about how the Gulf War started. That was as far as they went.
Really?
And that was in the 90s. Like, that was in the 90s. That was like recent shit. Like, that was like the recentest shit
about it my last year of high school, because I didn't finish my last year of high school in high school.
Not everybody's perfect.
Hey, that's right.
You know,
high school
is what it is
for me.
It is what it is. Nobody liked high school.
Hey, you never know. I might have got tragically shot if I would have went to high school.
Hey, I went to a fucking school where people brought guns to school.
That's
NXT High School.
Maybe
it was
ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
And then
I hated that shit.
Maybe I grew up in another time where I didn't have to fear for my life when I went to school. I didn't have to fear, not just another time, but there was a point in time where, you know, when we were kids, you could go out and play and you didn't have to worry about, like, you can't let your kids leave the front yard anymore because someone might snatch them up or shoot them.
Didn't we just talk about this? Didn't I tell you ain't nobody snatching no fucking body else's kids?
No.
Nobody wants somebody else's kids.
Yeah, apparently all the time.
When's the last time there was a Megan, not a Megan's, a fucking
Amber Alert?
When's the last Amber Alert?
You don't get them on your phone?
Yeah, I get them on my phone, but nobody fucking steals people's kids.
Yes, they do.
No, stealing kids is ridiculous. Stealing kids is just not going to happen.
It happens.
It's
it
not
happens.
Gonna,
I think you need to watch more news. But
I watched
the news that that is not news. What was the breaking news? Some girl wants to sleep with her boyfriend's dad. What kind of breaking news is that?
Well, it was also the senator that used taxpayers' money to pay off his mistress or some chick. He paid some chick off with taxpayer money.
We'll get more on that story.
Yeah,
later.
That's another fucking story for another day.
To investigate that one a
little. And this is another thing. This is another fucking thing. If people raise their children the right way,
what's the right way though?
The right way is, like I just said, this is the by the book type shit. Do unto others as you want others to do unto you.
I was taught that in kindergarten. I try to.
We shouldn't be fucking having people smoking each other and shit like that.
Do
unto others as you want others to do unto you. And we shouldn't have any problems. I mean, think about it.
But do you do unto others as you would have other people do unto you?
Absolutely.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.